All right, everybody, let's take a look at creating a dynamite outline. That's what this lesson is about, because ultimately, the outline is what's going to help you write a book faster. You're not going to be guessing about what you should do next. You're not going to be guessing about where you should put it. You're not going to be guessing about where the holes are in your book because you'll have created an outline, and that's going to show you the way forward. If we go back all the way and look at what an outline is essentially a map that you give yourself in order to write a book. A lot of times I'll hear people say, "Oh man, writing a book is a marathon. Maybe blog posts are more like sprints." I don't think that's true at all. I think writing a book is more like a treasure hunt. You've got all of these different paths that you could run down. You have to figure out which way you want to go. You have to find where that X is on the island before you start to make your way there. You can't just start running and then 26 miles later stop running. It's about having a good plan and having a good map in order to get to the end of the book quickly and efficiently. And there are basically two steps to creating a dynamite outline. Step one is to collect your ideas in a big pile. That's the first step. I think about if I were going to clean out my basement. I keep referencing the basement. I'm thinking, Tim, we talked about it. Maybe it's weighing on my mind. If I wanted to do that, I would need to pull everything out first and say, okay, what do I really have here? How can I get this in a pile so that I can organize it? So you get everything together into a pile, and if you have content, that looks like you're going back through your blog posts, you're going back through your LinkedIn, and you're collecting things that are around the same theme. And if you're starting from scratch, you just write some bullet points, right? A quick brainstorming session, you'd be amazed what 10 minutes can get you, what 5 minutes can get you, as far as everything you want to write about in this book. And then step two is organize your pile. A lot of things, or a lot of people kind of get tripped up at this step because they aren't sure how to structure the book. They don't know how to organize the pile. They just have a whole lot of random ideas, and then they go, "Oh gosh, how do I get this in order?" And then eventually they give up forever. I want to present to you today four different outline types that almost always work. No, I'll take that back. They always work, but they almost always encompass every type of outline there is. Whenever you have trouble organizing your pile, come back to one of these four options. We're going to take a look at the options, and we're going to look at some books that have that structure.